2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 50. We're going to look at a verse there, and we'll go. I'm so glad that, we got Pastor Bill and Miss Gail and Miss Cherry that are getting the deaf ministry started back up, and just thankful for that, and give them a hand. So thankful that we have Dave and Eve visiting with us today, and thank y'all for being here, and we look for more folks coming and being a part of this ministry. So thank the Lord for what he's doing. Oh, Mr. Bill actually married them, so okay, there's a special connection there. Amen. Amen. So we're excited to have that. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 50. Why not just thank God? Why not just thank God? Not only through the Thanksgiving time and the Thanksgiving season, but we should live in a gratitude and an attitude of thanksgiving always. Thanking God for what he's done for us and for providing for our families and things of that nature. Just a spirit of gratitude of thanks. Why not just thank God? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. 2 Samuel 22:50. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, that you are God, and beside you there is no other. And Lord, we thank you that we can call upon you, the Lord, in times of distress, in times of trouble. Lord, in times of just being thankful and happy and thanking you for what you've done for us, Lord, that we can talk to you and tell you how much we love you. And Lord, I pray that as we enter into Thanksgiving season, Lord, that be here in a few days, that Father, we will be thankful for that time that we can gather around with family and friends and Father, just share a meal with them, the Lord. But Father, more than that, just be thankful for what you've done for us. Be thankful, Lord, for providing for us that we can eat, the Lord. And Father, just thank you for fellowship among brothers and sisters of Christ. Lord, we just thank you for that. God, we ask you to fill this place today with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, thank you for being here. Thank you for the spirit of moving, the Lord, already. Thank you for the songs that you laid up on Jamer's heart. The Lord, as it already has tied into some of my messages and some of my scripture here. The Lord, about you are our refuge, you are our tower, you are our strength. God, we thank you for that. We thank you that we can run to you, the Lord, through all the processes of life. God, we ask you to defeat the devil, bind him up, cast him outside of here, the Lord. And Father, God, Satan's not welcome here. And Father, just give us a freedom to worship you. Remove any opposition, the Lord, any obstacles that stand in the way. God, just remove our thoughts and clear our hearts and clear our minds. Bless us to open up our hearts and minds and be receptive to receive your word today. May we apply it to our hearts, Lord, that we can be better Christians that you desire us to be. God, we welcome you in this place today. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 2 Samuel 22:50. It says this. It says, therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. When I think about Thanksgiving, and I think about the day and age and the society that we live in today, we're living in a society that fails to show gratitude, that fails to show thanksgiving, that truly is that fails to show that in every aspect. You just look at it through kids and families today, and whether it's moms and dads or children and things of that nature, there's no respect in showing gratitude today. People aren't thankful today. They're not thankful for what God has given them. They're not thankful for the things of life today. And it's got that spirit of attitude is just all across America today. That there's not even a respect or a reverent attitude anymore. And my friends, it's our job as Christians and brothers and sisters to lay that foundation. We live in a society that fails to show that. You and me, as the Christian men and women of the church, we need to be the ones to carry out that. We need to be the ones to show that way. But we live in a society that is not true today in showing gratitude. The true realm of relationships with one another, true Christianity towards our Heavenly Father is not even thankful there. Thanking God for what he's done for us in our life. Thanking God that we have a place to come worship at. Thanking God that we have shoes on our feet and clothes on our back. Thanking God that we have a spread on the table that we can eat. Thanking God that we have a roof over our head and things of that nature. Thanking God that we have the spouses that God intended for us to be married to. Thank God that we have the children that we have. And so many times we take those things for granted and we live in that society. But as men and women, as children of God, we need to get into a spirit of gratitude and attitude of thanksgiving. Being thankful every day, not just the week of Thanksgiving, but being thankful year round and showing that that thankfulness. It seems many people think everyone owes them something. Everyone owes them something. I got to owe you something. You know, that you here because, you know, it's something that we owe you or something like that. You should be here because you're thankful that you have a God that saved you and kept you from dying and going to hell. You know, and we should be thankful for that and have that spirit of attitude of thanksgiving and thankful that God has given us something that lasts for all eternity. It's called salvation if we're saved, you know, and be thankful if nothing else for what God has done in saving our lives. But we live in an egocentric society. It's all about me, mine, and mine. You know, egocentric. If my name can't be in the headlines, if my name can't do this, if I can't do that, then I'm just going to be mad and I'm going to bow up and I'm going to show that I'm mad and I'm going to make everybody else around me mad and miserable too. And it's not about me and it's not about you. It's all about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's about Jesus, and we should be thankful for what God has done for us. Thankful that God has placed us in society that we can show our thanksgiving. And there are several things of the saints of God which we should be thankful for. If I had, you know, a full day, I would run out of things in Scripture to talk about on Thanksgiving. But I want to share a few with you this morning. Why not just thank God? Number one, if you're taking notes, be thankful for our faith. Be thankful for our faith. Be thankful for our faith. You gotta have you gotta faith it till you make it. Amen. You gotta faith it till you make it. You gotta have faith in God and be thankful for our faith. Where would we be today if it wasn't for our faith? Where would we be today in society? Where would we be today in our life if it wasn't for faith? Our faith is a life-changing faith, or it should be a life-changing faith. You said, what do you mean? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. And what? All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we trusted Christ as Lord and Savior, it changed our lives, and it should have changed our lives forever. We ought not to be the same individuals as what we used to be. If God changed our life, we ought not talk the way we used to talk before we got saved. If God changed our life, we ought to not be drinking the same thing we used to drink before we got saved. Amen. He ought to change our life, and when he changes our life, there are certain things in our life that should change that we become identified with Christ. You know, I was just talking to Crystal today and last week about rededicating life and being saved and baptized and things of that nature. And I talked to her about baptism this morning. I said, you know, I'm married to my wife, Tanya. My marriage between Tanya and I, that is my relationship. And I said, but I wear a ring, and the ring says I'm spoken for, but that ring is not my marriage. My marriage is my relationship between my wife and I. But the ring says I'm spoken for. And I said, baptism says the same thing. Your salvation is your relationship between you and the Lord. But baptism says you're spoken for, that you belong to Jesus. He bought you with his price. And my friends, we need to understand, be thankful for our faith. Thankful for our faith that is a life-charting faith. It is a person who has faith that trusts God to chart out the direction of our life. We trust God to chart out the directions, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us in our life and where he would have us to go. Proverbs 3:5-6. Says this, says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It is a life-changing faith. A life-changing faith. It is not only changing our life and who we are, but it charts our life. We should allow the Lord to chart our life. Lead us, guide us, and direct us and chart our life. He wants to be Lord of your life. He wants to be boss of your life. If you allow him to, I promise you, he'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll chart out your life for you if we're willing and allow him to do those things. Think of Abraham, who trusted God. He left Ur and the Chaldeans under the direction of the Lord. He was thankful in his faith. He trusted God. He had faith in the Lord. Genesis 12:1-4 says this. Genesis 12:1-4 says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of the country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. he could do and dare to do for God, because he trusted God to chart out his life. He trusted God to chart out his life and his direction in life. It was a life-changing faith that he exhibited. It was faith that you and I are saved today. It is faith that God has changed our lives and we open up our heart and allowed him to come in. It's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, or through 10 says this. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says this. It says, for by grace are you saved through what? Faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast, for we are his what? Workmanship, created in who? Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And I challenge you, you know, as you think about thanking God for the faith that he has exhibited in your life and my life, we need to thank God for the relationship that we have with him. Thank God for the faith that we have in him. Thank God that it was a life-charting faith, a life-changing faith. It was by faith that we're saved, and we need to thank God for that, that faith that we exhibit in him. It's faith so many times that we've exhibited up here as a church. When people come forward for prayer, and we anoint with oil, and we see God do miracles in their life of healing, it's faith. It's faith that we have in God. Thank God for the faith that we have. If you're lacking faith today, get you some of it. There's plenty to go around. Tap into the source. His name is Jesus. He wants you to live by faith, not by sight. Live by faith in him. Let God chart out your life. Let him direct your life. Be thankful for our faith. Number two, not only that, but we should be thankful for our friends. Thankful for our friends. An old Puritan, Charles Bridges, said, if you have found one friend in a lifetime, you found a great treasure. That was one of the comments based off he read Proverbs 17:17. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times. A friend is one that will stand by your side when everything else crumbles around you. A true comrade that you can call upon. You know, and I thought about being thankful for our friends. I think about the greatest friend that you and I could ever have. The greatest friend that you and I could ever acknowledge is the Lord Jesus. Listen to what he says in John 15. In John 15, 13 through 15, he says this. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He said in verse 14, you are my friends, if you do whatsoever I commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. A friend is a great treasure. What a friend we have in Jesus, the old hymn says. What a friend we have in Jesus. That friend that sticketh closer to a brother than a brother. That friend will not leave us nor forsake us. That friend that you can call upon any time, any moment, any day. His name is Jesus. The one that died for you. The one that gave his life for you. The one that shed his blood for you. That Jesus, that friend is the one that I'm talking about. A friend that you have in the Lord. What greater friend than you have than one that will lay down a life for you? A friend is a great treasure. To have friends, you got to make yourself friendly. Proverbs 18:24 says this. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. And his name is Jesus. You want to have friends, you got to be friendly. As I said all the time, you can't run around being grumpy all the time. If you're grumpy all the time, you ain't going to have a friend. They ain't going to want to be around you. They want to say, kick it like donkey up here. Kick it back. You know, you got to be friendly. If you want to have friends, issue yourself friendly, and you will have them. It's about how we carry ourselves. It's about how we act. It's about how we respond. Christ changed us, as I said. Be thankful for our faith. It changed our lives, and we need to trust him to chart our life, to direct our lives. If we want to have friends, issue yourself friendly. Talk. Come out of your box. Get out of your shelter. Get out of the waffle, man. Men in the waffles. Lady, quit being like spaghetti. Get all intertwined and twangled up. There's another spaghetti that can intermingle in there. You know, you got to be thankful for our friends, thankful that God will help us and give us those things, and thankful for Him, that He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that we can trust in Him, that He had a love for us, that He laid down His life for us. He loved us, my friend. And you know what the amazing thing is Romans 5:8 says. It said, but God commanded His love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What an amazing friend. What an amazing friend. An amazing friend that we have in Him, that when we were sinners, Christ still loved us enough that He died for us. An amazing friend that we have. Be thankful for your friends. Number three, if you're taking notes, be thankful for our family. Be thankful for your family that God has given you. It's within the family unit that we find true fulfillment in living. The Lord formed the family unit before He did the church, folks, so it must be important to Him, His family. Family must be important. In Ephesians 5, in verse 20 through 25, it says this. It says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord, God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, I get in trouble. Submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Men, amen. It's the spirit of Thanksgiving. What's wrong with y'all bunch of chickens? It says, I ain't done, because wives, you got to have a chance in a minute to say amen. Children, you're going to have a chance in a minute to say amen. We're being thankful, amen. It says, again, it says in Ephesians 5, 20 and 25, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Family needs to show appreciation. Family needs to teach appreciation and learn it. In verse 25, it says, husbands, ladies, love your wives. Amen. Yeah, see there, y'all getting it now. See, I picked on the men for a minute now, or the ladies. Now your wives get it back now. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. All right, kids, here we go. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Parents, amen, parents, amen. Honor thy father and thy mother, children, amen. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You said, what do you mean? Because if you don't honor your father and your mother, look at verse 3. It says, this might be well with thee. That means if you honor them, thou mayest live a long life on earth. If you don't honor them, that means your parents can take you out of here. They brought you in. They can take you out. Amen. Amen. It says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for your family. God has gave you the family He desired for you to have. Be thankful for your wife. Be thankful for your husband. Be thankful for your children. Children, be thankful to your family. Children, be thankful to your wife. Children, be thankful to your mom. Children, be thankful to your dad. Be thankful to your grandparents. Parents, be thankful for your children. Be thankful. Give thanks. We should give thanks for our family. We should show respect. Listen, we're living in a day and time, as I said to begin with, that children have no respect for authority. Children have no respect for mom, have no respect for dad. Dad and mom had no respect for the children. There is a lack of respect in the society we live in today, and it's your job and my job to change that. Amen? To chart out that path and change that path, my friends. You and I are left to do that. They took the Bible out of school, took the prayer out of school and everything else. If you want your kids to be respectful, then bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And what the Bible says about bringing them up. Stand true on God's word. And what God's word tells us, we need to be thankful to our families. We need to show that thankfulness. We need, as I said, the children need to see dad tell a mom, thank you. Need to see Dad tell a mom I love you. Need to see Dad tell a mom thank you for everything that you do in the house, around the house, and if you're working, thank you for doing that too. A husband needs to tell that to the mom in front of the kids. Moms, you need to tell the dads, thank you, honey, for working today. Thank you for being out there and providing for our family. Thank you for what you're doing, the guy that you are, and the husband and the father that you are to our kids. You need to tell them that. Kids, you need to tell your moms and dads, thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me a house to live under, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on my table, sending me to the good school, and things of that nature. We need to be thankful for that. So many times today, there's a lack of thanksgiving when it comes to our family, and it's evident in the church as well as in the community that that is gone away.
Right.
That is gone away, my friend, but we're going to have it here at Crossroad.
Amen.
Amen. There will be respect and reverence here. It will be taught here. My friends, be thankful for the family that God has given us. Be thankful for what God has done. Oh, listen to me. There is the Bible. It says what it says, and it's black or it's white. There's no in between. And we need to apply it where it needs to be applied. Amen? We need to apply it where it needs to be applied. Be thankful for our family. Show respect for one another. Teach respect in our households. Learn respect, my friends. And then guess what? You might gain a little respect. You might gain a little respect if you do that. Oh, listen to me. I want you to do something right now. Turn to your wives. Turn to your husband. Every wife in here, turn to your husband. I know you ain't done this in 5 years. All right, but it's okay. Wives, turn to your husbands. Look at them and say, I love you. Say, I appreciate you. Thank you for being my husband. Because there's no other man that had me. I'm just joking. Say, thank you for being my husband. All right, listen to me. Husbands, look at your wives. Say, I love you. Thank you for being my wife. Because no other woman would have me. Just joking.
Amen.
All right, children, where you at? If you're not around your parents, listen to me, children. Listen, if you're not sitting with them, say, Mom and Dad, I love you. Say, you're the best parents in the world. Thank you, God, for giving me my mama and daddy. Because there ain't other mama and daddy that would have me. Oh, listen, now I want you to do something. Husband and wife, look at each other, be thankful, and kiss one another right now. You might have not have done that in 10 years, but it's okay. Kiss your wives and your husband. Awesome. All right. Folks, listen, why? Guys, we need to be thankful for our family. We need to be thankful for who God gave us, my friend, and we need to show it a little more. We need to show it a little more and thank God for the family that He gave us. Thank God for the family of God that He gave us also. Not only that, but the last thing, be thankful for our fortress. Be thankful for our fortress. If you're taking notes, number 5, be thankful for our fortress. Psalms 91:2 says this. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. A fortress is a place of exceptional security and a stronghold with a well-fortified city around it. That is what Jesus should be to you and me. He should be our fortress. He should be our stronghold. He should be the one that builds that city that is fortified around you and me that the devil can't even infiltrate it. He can't even attack it. Be our fortress. Not only that, it's a place, as I said, of exceptional security. Psalm 61:3 says this, For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Psalm 62:6-8 says this, He only is my rock. In my salvation, He is my defense. I shall not be ashamed. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Rejoice and be glad in your fortress, in your security that the Lord offers for you and me because of a place called Calvary. He offers for you and me. In closing, in 2 Samuel 22, back to where we started from, in 2 Samuel 22, in verse 2 through 4 says this, says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and horn, my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Oh, listen to me. I want you to read those verses with me again. Read it with me. And he said, my deliverer, the God of, I will. Folks, that's personal. That's to you, that's to me, that's to everybody's in here. That is personal. Folks, be thankful for your faith. Be thankful for your friends. Be thankful for your family. And be thankful for your fortress. You can have it in the Lord, and you can experience all this, my friends, when it comes to putting your trust and faith in God. When it comes to living a life that is pleasing unto Him. I say it all the time. America and men and women of churches across the nation, we have got to get back to living a life of purity, holiness, and righteousness. We've got to get back to a life of living purity, holiness, and righteousness. And it starts with you and me as family, Christian families, in God's house. It starts with us. We need to show a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. We need to show respect and reverence for one another and in God's house and brothers and sisters. We need to show respects and be thankful for family where moms and dads and children love one another and express their gratitude of thanksgiving, my friends, not because it's some special occasion, but every day we need to live in the spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude. We need to train up our children, as it said, in the way they should go, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, my friend, and teach them because society is not doing it. There's another way they're teaching them, but my friends, we got the way, the truth, and the life, and we need to be teaching them that way. That way. Kids need structure, folks. Everybody needs structure. Everybody needs organization. And folks, it starts in the home. And if we would do that, I promise you, it'll make an impact in your home, in the church, in the community, and life around us. But my friends, it's time we start. It's time we be thankful. And my friend, be thankful for your fortress. Be thankful for the Lord that He is my rock. You can say my rock. He is my salvation. He is my horn. He is, folks, your refuge. And we need to be thankful for that and let Him know it today. Amen.